Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You know, I don't feel guilty being prepositioned for what you see happening right now. Even mainstream media asks me, how is Jones prepositioned for these crises? Well, I mean, I've got an instant access shotgun safe right by my bed in every bedroom I sleep in. Sometimes I wake my wife up snoring. I've got a gun safe in each room right there. And I'm not living in fear. I'm actually living the opposite. You break in my house, you're dead. I'm prepositioned. And of course, I want to have a food sponsor that's high quality and delivers and people like, because I want you to like it. Just like, I want to like it. I want to steer you in a good direction. If you asked me, if you were new in town, hey, what's a great steakhouse? I'd tell you the good steakhouse, because I want you to steer me right too. That's just common sense. But I'll tell you selfishly, for myself and my family, I want to know, because Mike Adams is one of the top expert herbologists. His wife's an expert in it. He's a top publisher in it. What I can do to dose myself. I'm already doing the iodine. I'm already doing the DNA Force, the CoQ10, the PQQ, all that. I get my children elderberry. I'm already, getting a lot of vitamin C. I like to eat orange peel when I eat orange. What else can I do? What else can folks do to boost their immunity out there?
Well, there are just a huge number of things. Look at these exotic spices, for example, curries, and they contain curcumin, which is one of the phytochemicals found in turmeric root. This is, if you look at the research out there, it's very clear that this can help. I mean, I got to be careful from a regulatory point of view what I can say on the show, but
I mean, you can't tell folks that you need oxygen to live or you need water to live or the turmeric straight. Yeah,
it's insane. But I'm about to publish a story probably tomorrow that shows there's a chart of research they looked at after the SARS pandemic or epidemic a few years ago. They looked at all the functional foods. This is research out of China and Taiwan. All the functional foods and which molecules had the biggest effect at preventing the biological activity of SARS virus, which is a coronavirus back then. And it's very clear. I mean, there's a chart. You can see which foods worked and which foods didn't work. And basically the foods that worked are really these pungent exotic spices. So you talk about like Lebanese food and Indian food and Afghan food, you know, Middle Eastern food is loaded with these spices. And if, you know, really the people in the Middle East, if they would stick to their ethnic food, they would really have more resistance from this. But when they're eating the Western diet, when you start eating processed carbohydrates and high fructose corn syrup and just white bread and all this garbage that people live on in America for the most part, and now it's exported to the Philippines and Taiwan and South America and everywhere, it's insane. I remember when I lived in South America, the people in Ecuador, they love to eat American processed foods, and the grocery stores were being taken over by processed American foods. That was insane. I told them, eat your local food, your local cuisine, because that's what has kept you healthy this entire time. Now, of course, obesity and heart disease and diabetes is skyrocketing, and those are co-factors with this coronavirus epidemic. If you already have heart disease or already have respiratory disease or low vitamin D, you have maybe tuberculosis, you have respiratory problems, you are far more likely to die. So it's about having overall health, and you can achieve that through food and through just fresh herbs and fruits and vegetables and supplements and superfoods. It's really incredibly easy to achieve a much higher state of health. But Alex, it's not. See, I think anybody can get prepared to survive this from a health point of view. The real question is, can we survive the economic collapse?
Stay there. That was my next question, our final segment with Mike Adams, is any way you slice it, it's man-made virus. That's incredible. Okay, we're vindicated. So what? Who cares about being vindicated if your kids get sick or you die or you know, things like that happen? So, yeah, why the giant response? Who's it really aimed at? The media is celebrating it might hurt our economy and hurt Trump. How do they get away with that? That, you know, we know they're discredited, but they've trained us to just do the most hateful, destructive things, and then they never get in trouble. I mean, if I was on air saying, I want the American economy to tank, and I think this country sucks, I would expect to be off air because no one would be listening. But instead, they just force shovel this at us, And then a minority of people, I got to say it, mainly weirdo white people, that's what's at Bernie rallies, buy into it. And boy, that's another story on InfoWars.com we haven't gotten to, how the Bernie people attacked us yesterday.
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets. But everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods, high-quality water filtration and air filtration, to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Knowledge is knowing how to fix a carburetor, or how to roof a house, or how to kick somebody's ass. But what is wisdom? Wisdom is when you can look at thousands of points of data and have enough experience and enough connection to God. That's really what it is, a discernment, to then know through the fog, like radar, what's happening. And so I could go over 1,000 points. I know you're all seeing it as well. 1,000,000 points. It's indescribable. Gut level is really just subconscious level, hundreds of times more powerful than the conscious brain. There's a spirit riding in that cockpit as well. That's the deep interface. This is the big move, 2020. The move on the economy, the move on nationalists, the move for a police state crackdown, which, again, not what the left says, the average cop is bad. Ending due process, martial law, that's a police state. And the globalists want that, and the left wants that. We went to a Bernie rally yesterday, and I had women come up and say, hug, and then hit me. But from up close, they've been trained to do it down low, and then they'd elbow me. And they'd come in and say, oh, my, you know, your security's assaulting me. And then I left, and Owen was put in the free speech area, 200 yards away. The police were nice, but they said, hey, go over there. They all came over and attacked Owen and split one of the security guys, who's a great guy, but lives here in the U.S. now. He's in the Austrian military and a patriot. Split him between the eyes, three stitches. And we're just attacking everyone and trying to hit Owen. And he got some of those little punches in. And they go, hug, hug, hug. And there's video of this on InfoWars.com. Paul Watson wrote about it, so to nationalfile.com. When they get in close and they start elbowing you, they start kneeing you, they start spitting on you. And they usually, and I'm not doing this to be funny, folks, the men walk over and they go, and then they'll start saying, I like kids, I like kids, I like kids. And there's a lot of videos when they try to lick me, and that can be in New York, I can be in Austin, and they come over, and they say, I want the children, I like children. And you think, oh, that's just a few of the nutcases. No, 90% of them look like they escaped from a mental institution. So that footage is coming up next segment. We had to beep it. You know, it sounds like beep, 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 because that's also all they do is cuss. But giant fat women who never worked a day in their life, screaming they want to live in Venezuela. The reason I raise that, Mike Adams, you talk about, hey, the virus killing you is not the issue on average if you're healthy. It's the hysteria and what's already hit Europe and whatever governments are doing, whether it's totally real or hyped up, we know it's man-made, is the cultural time bomb. Because to watch probably 20, 30,000 people, you know, it wasn't as big as our gun rally in Virginia, but it was big, pour out of the sewers like roaches pouring out. And I'm not being mean here, but everybody wants to make things racial. They were almost all white people that looked like they'd escaped from a mental institution, and some Hispanics who acted like they'd escaped from mental institutions. And I'm like, And they're all like, we're going to kill you. Yes, we're taking over. But forget Undercover Veritas. We have video where I'm like, do you want to kill us? Yes, I'm going to kill you. Women, big fat women that couldn't fight their way. I mean, I'm not bragging, but I could take on 200 of them to give them swords, give me a sword. I mean, they were a joke. Okay. And I didn't feel powerful seeing how dehumanized they were. It was actually a frightening horde of people that acted and looked like zombies. What the hell is going on, Mike Adams?
Well, you bring up a really important point, the mental health collision with the coronavirus pandemic and the quarantines. I saw a haunting video last night. You probably won't be able to find this easily. It was in Chinese, and it was just a video filmed in Wuhan of all the apartment buildings at night in the background, and the screams, the haunting, blood-curdling screams from people, the mental anguish.
I want to see this. Will you send this to us?
I will, yeah. We've got the link, but it's in Chinese. But it's like a scene out of the horrors of hell. It's like a hellscape from a dystopian sci-fi movie. It's unreal, and it made me fearful for what this is going to do to mental health as this spreads from city to city to city. And you just nailed it. When you take these deranged, lunatic, violent leftists who are already mentally ill, I mean, they're already gone, and you add a quarantine to that, what's going to happen to their state of mental health? What are they then willing to do in terms of violence or looting or murder or killing or rape or pedophilia or all the things that they do almost on everyday basis? Anyway, add the coronavirus to that, you start looking at the downfall of society. And the thing is, it's easy to see where this is going if you just do the math. For example, yesterday, Mad Mike Hughes, the flat earth rocket builder guy, you know, he died yesterday. Sadly, I always admire people who are inventors, who are willing to build things and think big. I mean, I think he's wrong about his conclusions, but he's willing to do something. I admire that in people. He died because at launch, the parachute came off of his rocket. Now, for the next minute of flight, everything would have seemed fine. You feel weightless after the acceleration's over. You're on a parabolic drift back down to the earth, you know. And there's no problem until you impact the ground and then you're dead. Well, this is where we are with the coronavirus. The parachute's gone. This is out of containment. We are now on a rocket ship where the economy is going to crash and burn. Anybody can see it if you can do the math. But most people are just saying, well, I don't feel any problems yet. Feels weightless. Everything's fine here. It's because they're just not thinking ahead 2 months or 3 months. I think the one thing that sets us apart, Alex, and why we are preppers and why your audience is preppers, is because we can think ahead. You know, the average leftist out there doesn't think about, oh, what would happen if we elect Bernie Sanders? What would happen if we have communism? They can't plan ahead at all. They live in the now, and they don't have any cerebral cortex.
And their domestication, their softness, their weakness is like a shield. I mean, I know I'm soft compared to my... You know, say my dad's dad, who was, you know, a farmer, could do everything. That's why hearing Bloomberg make fun of farmers, like, you have any idea what farmers do? Electricity and digging wells and fixing things and birthing calves and, you know, working when you're sick and baling the hay. I mean, it was just like, you just stick a seed in the ground. Compared to those type of folks and people I still know in my family that are farmers that have a job in town at the power plant and still run a farm and still run cattle to pay all the bills. And then I hear him talking crap about that. And then I compare that to those Bernie people. I didn't feel powerful seeing the Bernie people looking like a bunch of brain dead slobs. It made right. me feel weak that we've allowed ourselves to fall to this level.
You feel sad for humanity, but you also realize that when those unprepared people panic,
they turn into incredibly dangerous locusts.
Absolutely. Oh, hey, good. I'm glad you mentioned that. They are like human locusts at that point. Just going across the city, stripping everything bare, raiding your home, looting, pillaging, everything they can do. Because they did not prepare, because they were never informed, the media lied to them.
And
the
they
WHO
believe they're supposed to get everything free.
Well, of course. Of course. Alex, you're wrong for preparing. You've hoarded supplies that belong to the community. Don't you know that? How dare you? What are you think you're special? Why did
because
you
I have epigenetic instincts to be prepared like my forebears did as just a, not even a leader, just a competent person would do that because we're competent, we're bad.
Well, that's it. I'm done with the show, Alex. I'm not going to be on with people who take other people's stuff in advance. That's it. That's the end of it. No more preparing. It's so horrible. It's so bad. Bernie Sanders for president.
Exactly. Mike Adams, you're going to be co-hosting the show. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with Alan Keyes. I'm going to be popping in live from CPAC with breaking news. I'm almost not going to go to CPAC, but we already worked with some folks to get some really big ballrooms and have some big events. And it's important for free speech to get the president's attention, but this is all coronavirus now, obviously, with the economy and the rest of it. But I'm going to feel really good knowing that you're going to be here co-hosting the first hour and a half of the show. Then your colleague, who you helped bring on air again, and good job doing that, Alan Keyes, who hosts over at BrightGeon.com, your great independent media site. He'll be hosting the second half, and then we'll have
Francis
the fourth
Boyle
hour
on Wednesday. Francis Boyle on Wednesday. I'll be interviewing him in the second hour.
And he's got big news, but he's so dedicated to his students. I'm not saying he's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, in this crisis, I'd say, hey, students, here's your, the props coming in, or one of the other students is going to teach the next 2 days. But he's dedicated. He's committed to it. It's not like these other professors that mail it in. So he'll be with you Wednesday at 11:30. All right, Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll keep tracking every angle of this. We'll show you the big Bernie bro attacks yesterday. When we come back, if you're a radio listener, you're blessed. You have to look at these people.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit to this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, got a big announcement here to make, and then we're going to get into the frothing viciousness of Bernie Sanders supporters and just how devastated they look. Everyone knows what a mental patient looks like. There's an archetypal bozo hair, crazy, gibbering, making weird faces, violent. It was frightening and really depressing. And I'm going to just be honest. I'm a tough guy. At least I think I am. I had nightmares last night about the Bernie people because there were little sick knots of young college students who were all professional managing the mental patients. And you could see the looks in their eyes like they knew they were part of a scum operation. That they were hurting a bunch of lunatics. So I'm going to get to it in a minute. I'm freaked out. You've got to go to a Bernie event. You got to smell it. You got to see it. A large percentage of them had pissed their pants. That's a thing in these weird leftist things. Is they like to crap on themselves and stuff. I mean, it was disgusting, man. There were adults wearing diapers. I don't mean old people that have medical problems. You just can't describe it. And I kept being like, I'm smelling crap. And I was like, these people that are crapping themselves. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Sorry. So, and I'm not like some germaphobe country club goody two shoes person. I mean, I can go in a gas station bathroom if I need to and not give a crap. You know what I mean? But this is like gas station bathroom to the two or three levels up. This is like a spiritual gas station bathroom. And the vacantness and the mental illness in it was just like, because you see a mentally ill person, it's disturbing in the grocery store line. Imagine being surrounded by 25,000 of them that want to kill you. Just briefly, you heard Mike Adams. He said, wait till the general public figures out what's happening with coronavirus and tries to buy food, it'll all be gone. That's what happened. I just talked to my Patriot Supply. That's why they're up to 4 weeks now to deliver. They said, fine, you can tell your audience 3 weeks for another hour or so, and that's coming up here in a minute. But 3 to 4 weeks to get it. InfoWarsStore.com. They run the whole system. They've got it. They've still got food. Get yours in today, and it supports the InfoWar. With all this craziness, it's time to have affordable food. Okay, let's go ahead and go to this report. It's on InfoWars.com if you're a radio listener and dare to look at these goblins. But journalists attacked by violent Bernie bros in Austin, Texas. Paul Joseph Watson, here's the video.
What's going on? What? Bernie Sanders is going to let the Democrats steal the election from him again. Tommy. Bernie's doing it again. Bernie Sanders let the Democrats steal the election in 2016.
The guy reached over and punched him in the head. We're going to find that guy.
Bernie Sanders allowed the Democrats to steal the election from him in 2016, and he's going to let the Democrats steal the election from him again. Bernie Sanders is a fraud. When Bernie Sanders let the Democrats steal the election from him in 2016, he said nothing.
Now, again, we've been inside their groups for hours, but the police told us, okay, he's getting ready to be here. I left you to the show. They said, go back behind there. It's a free speech zone. So he's 200 yards away from even the event, and they come to attack him, and it's about to start. And they had American flags up and Texas flags. They go, he's not a communist.
He's going to let the Democrats.
And here they come. These goblins attack. party security saying, if you're going to protest, stay back there, which we were. But even to their own minions, now they link arms and attack. They start grabbing you, hugging you, humping you. That woman's breath up was reportedly horrible. The poor security guys. They're all a bunch of army vets. Poor guys got put up with this. Did a left hook over and punched the security guy right between the eyes. Yeah, I'll give it to him. Big guy comes over and just punches the security guy right in the face. But we didn't do anything. And I see the security guy blood pouring out of his face. But that's who these commies are, folks.
Another radical communist Bernie supporter. Look at how crazy you guys are. Look at how crazy you are. Look at how crazy these people are. Look at the radical commies out here.
Now, wants to look.
This guy starts licking.
Why don't you love your mother?
Saying weird stuff.
Bernie Sanders is a fraud.
I mean, if you're a radio listener, you're not seeing this.
What's
they all
on?
Are like archetypal. If you wanted to make a movie about mental patients, you would just go to a Bernie rally and just every person would be perfect.
Because
the poor security guy was basically still doing his job.
It's against the law. Can you cite the section?
And there's the guy that punched the guy in the face. They didn't know exactly what happened. He didn't make a big deal about it. We didn't know he was bleeding for about a minute. This is when the goblin women attack. Now a bunch of fat goblin women who should go spend a month in Venezuela and they lose some weight. No food there. Here come our world rulers, the goblins.
Look at every communist country.
Shut up!
And they go hug, and they start squeezing you and hitting you.
Hug!
Go, let's hug them. Watch the hugging starts. Then they go, don't assault me.
Bernie Sanders let the Democrats steal the election in 2016! And they're gonna steal it from him again!
Don't touch me!
Don't get close to me, motherfucker! You're not close to me? Really?
So she runs over, bounces her 300 pounds into him. She's about 5 feet tall, 300 pounds. And then he starts attacking. Knee elbowing.
You! Back the fuck up!
So that's how America works now. People that can't even wipe their ass get to just physically attack whoever they want, led by a big, fat, dirty commie. So that's what America's turned into. That's what it is. And we were restrained because we're not violent, dirty communists. But let me tell you dirty communists, you get your physical war going, ha! You're not going to last 10 seconds, you big, fat dumbasses.
Alright folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have in the 3-ounce and the 1-ounce for limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the nano silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high-quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the nano silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the nano silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
We are back live. Joel Skousen came on very short notice, worldaffairsbrief.com. He's the editor-in-chief of worldaffairsbrief.com. He is a former Marine Corps Naval Aviator and officer, and he's a best-selling author, and he's renowned as the top guy for secure homes and, of course, for secure locations, and has several books on that subject. We sell one of them, Strategic Relocation, book and a film that we put together with him. We should shoot a new one and update it. He's been too busy to come do it. So have I. We need to get that done. But I wanted to get him on because I do read the World Affairs Brief when I get time to do it. But I just like to get him on and hear what he has to say live on air about what's really behind this. Because gut level, it's something big. But is the virus really as deadly as they're saying? Or is it just hype? Or is it a world government drill? Is Xi Jinping using it to attack the West and save face over Taiwan and the fact that he lost the trade war? And why is the UN praising China for shooting people dead at checkpoints, but then saying weeks ago we're bad for stopping flights? What's really behind it? Well, now the stock market's down 1,000 points. Now they're talking about Italy, martial law in the north. Any way you cut this, it's big.
So let's talk to Joel Skousen and see what he thinks is really going on. Joel, thanks for joining us.
Well, always a pleasure, Alex. My personal opinion after studying this is that this is backlash to China for purposely developing a weaponized coronavirus. That doesn't mean that it was in an ultimate weaponized form, but clearly they were working on it. I believe the Lancet article that said, you know, they didn't have good control over disposal of gloves and other things in their weapons lab, and there's a big scavenger community in China that probably scavenged all these gloves, sold them to the fish market. The meat market there, and that's where it started to spread. But it's very clear from the General Haoping article of a couple of decades ago that they were planning on using chemical weapons to depopulate America. As I've long said, even with their nuclear preemptive strike on military targets, they don't want to hit cities per se. They want to blackmail the West into submission so that they can take the land, have the economy, have the granaries and the other things which the U.S. provides without destroying the infrastructure.
That's right. Communists always want to exploit and take over a country. They don't want to destroy it. They're consummate thieves. They want it.
That's right. And so, you know, my first impression when I read that about China, you know, going to really use biological weapons against the U.S., I thought, you know, I don't think God's going to allow this. And it's my personal opinion that this is backlash, that this was allowed to leak out. It's a way for China to pay a heavy price for the development of these bioweapons.
Well, let's be clear. Not a race-specific bioweapon or not something released by the U.S. God did this.
Yeah, I think that the allowance of the release of it was to stop China. It's an instructor, make China pay a huge price. And this is going to have a heavy price. Right now, everything is really closing down in China.
It's ending the Chinese century. It's ending the Chinese century.
Yeah, now whether or not the actual Communist Party will be overthrown, I have my doubts. They have so much power and so many, you know, they control all the police, all the law enforcement things. It's very difficult for people to rebel and overthrow the Communists without any weapons. But still, it's going to set back their agenda, including their military agenda, for a long time if this really continues to spread. Now, already we're seeing, and that's why the stock market is down 1,000 points, we're seeing shortage of supplies right now. Everything from Walmart is coming out of warehouses. They're not getting replaced from China. And so we're going to see, I think, a major disruption in the automobile industry because of so many Chinese parts. And this is a good thing, Alex, because it's going to break the dependency that the U.S. has unwittingly built upon Chinese products, including our military-industrial complex. And they're going to have to find other sources now. And so I think this is a real blessing in disguise, even if it doesn't end up spreading to the rest of the world completely. Now, it is spreading rapidly in Iran and in Italy, as you have said, in South Korea especially, which is an economic powerhouse. It's a manufacturing powerhouse for the United States. That industry is going to start shutting down pretty soon, too, if this continues to spread.
Looking at this gut level, which again is just a gestalt of all the information we have, do you think it's going to have the effect of wounding the nation state economies as the left has been hoping? As Bill Maher a year ago, MSNBC this week, last week, they're openly saying, we hope this hurts Trump. Separate from will it hurt the economy is, how are they on TV rooting for a bad economy? Are they tone deaf, or I guess their audience, is that stupid? How do you say things like this?
Well, you know, I've always predicted that the establishment was going to try to pull down the economy, not in a collapse, because that never happens without a destructive war, but at least a stock market, fall, a burst of the bubble, et cetera, to demean Trump prior to the election, because the economy is the strongest point that Trump's got to run on, and it's very difficult for the
people. And you've been predicting that for the last year, that if they failed with impeachment coming up, that they would do that, and so now here we are.
Yes, but I don't, in December, when we had this big bank reserve problem where they weren't going to meet their minimum reserves at the end of the year and be subject to millions of dollars of penalties, the Fed came in and bailed them out with $500 billion, direct bailout to the banks. As big as TARP was ostensibly supposed to be, you know, the $800 billion, but they did it. And what that told me, and that's why I revised my prediction to say, I think the bubble is so big and so dangerous, they don't dare pull the plug on the economy, even at the expense of, you know, not being able to hit Trump on the economy because of the danger of the bubble bursting.
No, I agree. And Trump's gone along with the bubble. And I'm not for bubbles, but once you're in one this big, if there's not some, there's no exit strategy now, is there? I mean, this is just going to, this is insane.
They've got to continue to keep this bubble inflated, and the Fed has incredible power to do that. If you remember, the TARP bailout was supposed to be $800 million or billion dollars. In fact, we know now that it was $16 trillion.
That's right.
Now, when you float $16 trillion in the market, and when you're talking about $100 billion a day in the repo market that the Fed is helping to fund, and it's not having a major effect in inflation, that tells us that the actual dollar market, the pool of dollars, is much, much bigger than we have ever imagined. The proof of that is when you float $16 trillion and it doesn't have an effect on inflation, internationally or otherwise, it means that the pool is much,
much
bigger.
How were they able to escape the Zimbabwe model? Just global coordination? Or
no, it's because of the size of the pool. In other words, ever since the Bretton Woods Agreement, that was part of the purpose of backing it with gold, was to get the rest of the world to accept dollars in reserve because it was
and
reserve
currency.
And we know
the CIA then flooded the world with counterfeit dollars, I guess, to make it the reserve, to make sure it was everywhere.
That's right. And they've been doing that for years. It's like the palletfuls of $100 bills that went to Iraq, the palletfuls that went to to Russia, for example, to fall of the Soviet Union. And those things flooded Europe. There were $50 billion that came out of the mattresses in Argentina when the banking system shut down in the year 2000. $50 billion. And every country, people are stockpiling dollars. And that's why the Fed has almost unlimited ability to float new money without it showing up as inflation. Because Zimbabwe, you have a tiny country.
No, I mean, I agree with you. And that's why people go, oh, the dollar's about to go down and all this. No. If you want about sinisterly making sure the global fiat system's under your control, these master planners have done it. And it seems like Trump knows that and in a way has hijacked it. Or is he not in control of the Fed now?
No, he's not in control of the Fed. They're very, very independent from him. He doesn't understand a lot about economics, and neither does Kudlow, his economic advisor. You know, everybody who I've talked about and read about in economic matters takes the official government statistics to tell whether or not inflation is high
or
low.
By the way, Joel Skousen's uncle was like a high-level FBI guy, ran a whole major division, and he was the guy that pioneered almost 65 years ago the whole blueprint we have to even begin the fight against this. So when he's telling you about the economy, the shadow government, his family's been right at the heart of that from the beginning, so knows what he's talking about. We're not just saying we have the answers. We do have the answers.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you love them enough to turn off your music, then pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hey guys, it's Sue Kosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First Brief is with us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. 94% of Fortune 1000 companies are seeing coronavirus supply chain disruptions, Fortune reports. I'm going to cover that next hour. Open the phones up. And Nick Fuentes, he's being banned off the internet, is also going to be popping in. He's running his own counter event to CPAC where he's been restricted. I'm going to be at CPAC tomorrow through Friday through Saturday to point out the attacks on free speech and Trump's biggest failing. I'm going to put on an event. I'm the main speaker at an event. National Files putting on an event at the Omni that holds 1,000 people. It's going to be free. You have to RSVP at nationalfile.com to point out that the First Amendment's in crisis and it's an emergency free speech summit. But I'm going to also be there talking about the situation with the coronavirus. And we have Mike Adams and Alan Keyes co-hosting throughout the next 4 days, but I'll also be on the show. And we're going to be hosting a lot of the time from the War Room also in the afternoon and doing special reports. You'll find it at band.video and InfoWars.com. And it's only you that have put us in the field. Now, listen, everybody knows I've been selling storable food for 25 years, and I believe in it. But it's just like I got a gun safe 15 feet away from me, okay? And I like shooting 50 caliber Barretts. I don't have those in case, you know, communists have an armored vehicle and come down the road, but if they ever did, we got an armored vehicle ready, but just having fun, folks. The point is that we've got a lot of guns here. And they're just like I got a bunch of tools, screwdrivers and air compressors and everything else. And I've got at my house, you know, 3 years of food for my family. I buy it Christmas for family, half year food supplies. And they're like, wow, we take this camping with us. It's really great. Family told me, I got some food here you bought us 15 years ago, and it's still good. Because even if family won't do the right thing, I'll do it for them because it's common sense. The Bible tells us to prepare. You can go back to the stories in the Bible where they tell the Pharaoh, you know, you better save an extra 7 years of things, because 7 years is coming when you're going to have that famine. It's common sense. You don't want to be hand to mouth like a welfare check burning people. So InfoWarsStore.com, My Patriot Supply powers InfoWarsStore.com. It's their store, that area. So you order from us, you're ordering from them. Get the best prices. Go right to the head of the line. You don't go ahead of the line. You go right to where you're at in the line. They have the food. But they're now out to 4 weeks to guarantee your delivery. It's really about 3 weeks or so, but they want to add a cushion in there. But it may be 5 weeks tomorrow. I mean, that wasn't a gimmick when I was like, hey, it's 7 days, and hey, it's 10 days, and hey, it's 14 days. Everybody else is basically sold out or selling old crap. They're not. It's fresh. It's good. But that, to me, is an indicator of how unprepared people are. And now the general public's getting scared of the virus. So some of them are starting to buy. In fact, I was talking to the owner, and the orders we're seeing, the order they're seeing, is all new customers, basically, 95%. So people are finding out nobody else has food. They're coming to InfoWarsStore.com, which, again, I'm not proud. It's what we do. We're pre-positioned with the intel to be ready. And we try to be as ready as we can. But for me, I go to that Bernie rally yesterday, and I don't say this for effect. I don't have a lot of nightmares. But I went to that Bernie rally last night with 20,000, 30,000 people at it. And they all looked like they'd escaped from a mental institution. They all had green teeth. They all had, a lot of them had piss running down their legs. And they were almost all white and Hispanic. And I'm just saying an ethnic thing here. It was very, very frightening. Lots of footage of my ball spot for you. Not that I care, but my God. And we stayed outside the perimeter. As the police said, they still came and attacked us and bloodied one of our security people, and the police did nothing. And it's just, yeah, that woman attacked me right there. For no reason. She went over and elbowed me in the side and laughed about it. So if society breaks down from an economic collapse, whenever it comes, or an asteroid or a war, we're not the moral people we were in the 1920s comparatively. And the models I've looked at show the complete breakdown of civilization. That's something Joel Skousen's a real expert on. I'd like to, if you can do it, I know you're a busy man, building secure homes all over the world and consulting people in Europe. But I'll pay for the gas and the hotel and to get you. I know you don't care about the money, but flying your own private jet, you know, I know you pilot yourself, famously crashed and survived. Please come here and host for a day without me even, I mean, I'll be here, but put up graphs and the best strategic reload, because we need to all start. I've been honest with the audience. My family helped found Texas. People ask, why do you live in Austin? Well, my mom's family's from here. My dad's family's from East Texas. We've been here. It's turned into the rear end of California as it dumps out. I don't mean to be gross, but that's literally what it is. I need to evacuate here. And so I've really got to just start the new plan within 2 to 3 years to move myself and whoever wants to go with the crew in an exodus out of here to dig in for what's coming. Because I think I see Trump as a speed hump to the globalists, but the evil, the degradation, the degeneracy, the fallenness of the people. And I don't say that for some power position. It makes me feel like a worm that other people are so much weaker than I am. I just morally, this wave of Satanism, I don't see how it can be defeated before God comes back.
No, I agree. This is the biggest threat that we face, is the new millennials are mostly socialists being promoted by our public schools and by the universities, and they're, you know, imbued with anti-Trump hysteria, and this is going to get very, very bad. It's very interesting talking about Bernie and his lead now after the Nevada caucus, is that the establishment is really pushing hard now to boost Biden in South Carolina and for Super Tuesday. They've got to simply keep leveling out Sanders to keep him from getting to a majority position. And this is their strategy to make sure that there's a brokered convention in July for the Democrats so that nobody has a majority. You know, they would still like Hillary Clinton to come in as a white knight, you know, to save the Democratic Party and unite it. It may or may not work but I'll tell you, if Bernie Sanders wins the nomination, he's not going to beat Trump. Even middle-class Democrats are not.
No, I agree, but his followers then say they're going to burn America.
Well, you know.
I don't know how to strike a book of matches, thank God.
Yeah, I don't believe in the social or the civil war scenario that's being touted about. The establishment's way more in control, and, you know, it would be very difficult to run that. But it's very important what you were saying about stored food. The reason why these food companies are short now is because during the Trump administration, this emergency essentials went out of business and had to be rebought out. And NitroPak, the biggest of the food storage, went down and had to be refinanced, et cetera. I mean, everybody's supplies were very, very low because nobody's been buying. And that's why your people are talking about all new customers. Because the old survivalist body basically said Trump's going to save us, and that was a big mistake on their part. So this is really good for America that they're being concerned about the coronavirus so they get prepared. People have to be prepared to self-quarantine. They have to be prepared not to go to work. They've got to have a three-month supply of cash on hand. They've got to have fuel on hand because you don't want to be going to the store. You don't want to be having to.
What type of firearm do you like best, depending on where you're at? Like a 12 gauge shotgun, and then say something like a M4.
Well, I have all types. I like a shotgun for certain positions. I mean, it's in terms of crowd control, that's the best thing. But I also like long range rifles as well, so that I don't have to let people get close.
What do you like, Remington 700? Are you running a full semi-auto, or what do you got?
Well, I like the 7.42 semi-auto by Remington in either a 308 or there's a longer range round, et cetera. But I also have 5.62 rifles, a variety of those. The 9mm, I like the 40 Smith & Wesson.
I like the MP5 for even up to 100 yards. I can shoot bullseye all day with an MP5. Those things are like a laser beam out to 100 yards. They're so little.
Yes, they are. They're very, very good. Yeah. So what I'm saying, though, is I don't think we're going to get to civil war, but I think we're going to have to be prepared for a major economic dislocation because of China. And if it gets to the United States in large numbers, people are going to have to self-quarantine. And I mean, don't go to church. You don't let your kids go to school, to public schools especially, where there isn't any
Well, that's what I told my wife. She's like, well, there's even more food now. It's stacked up in the garage. And I said, yeah, there's a 10% chance this is as bad as they say. Get ready to stay in the house for a month at least. And she's like, okay. But, I mean, it is weird to have those conversations.
Yeah, I was talking to a Singapore doctor, and he said that, the only hope on the horizon is that the viruses don't seem to proliferate as well in warmer weather than when the humidity rises. And he said that's how the SARS ended up dying out and the H1N1 died out, and not because of any vaccines or any control mechanisms, but because the weather became hostile to transmission of the virus. But this coronavirus is as transmissible as the H1N1, which was, though the H1N1 wasn't as deadly as SARS, it was far more transmissible, and so is this coronavirus. I don't think this is the full weaponized version, but it's enough to, I think, cause China to have real pause, because frankly, I have never been convinced that biological weapons can be contained to the country that is attacked. I think it eventually spreads
around. Absolutely, that's why you don't want to use them.
That's right. But countries, including the United States, are still developing bioweapons despite their claim that they have given them up. This is a lie. Everybody's doing it.
Joel Skousen, worldoffairsbrief.com. Let's do 5 more minutes with us ahead of our next guest. I want to ask you whatever you want to talk about for 5 minutes. I know you've always got really interesting things to say. I've got like 10 questions, but I want to see what else you want to get off your chest when we come back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.